This is the Friday afternoon open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. We're starting at 2:47. I'll ask our Secretary of Fee and Wangaza to call the roll.
Shram Agmir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Sean O'Brien is absent. Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese, absent. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera is absent. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel. Nia Beriaco.
Present.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kemri Orendorf.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett is absent, and Ifea Wangaza is present. We have quorum, and Bill, if you would continue to take time.
Let me first of all apologize for not getting the agendas to you all sooner, and I believe we do not have the board books with us either at this point.
I think she went to get them.
They may arrive, so let me try to explain as best I can. You do have a copy of the schedule, which is the sequence of spaces in which the agenda is going to fit. For today, from now until 6 p.m. is scheduled open meeting. At 6 o'clock, we'll get rides. Is that correct, Afia, down to the station?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be...
I know you meant
it. We'll be...
I know you meant
it.
We couldn't see your eyes, but you
had a third. Right. My apologies, Nia. Tomorrow is scheduled entirely open meeting from 9 a.m. in the morning till 10 at night. The first events on that open meeting will be the ED's report, followed by the CFO's report, followed by approving the two budgets that we actually have, which is KPFT and PFW, and discussing whatever other budgets we don't have and what's to be done about that. Immediately after that in the afternoon is committee reports. I actually only have two committee reports. The first one will be the audit committee report, and the second will be the affiliates committee report. And after that, we go back to the open session agenda. Now, the open session agenda itself, Friday is... There'll be a executive session in the morning for an hour and a half.
And Sunday.
I'm sorry. On Sunday, there'll be an executive session in the morning for an hour and a half. And following that, there will be an open session, a further open session agenda. The agenda for the open session consists of the unfinished business that we've had carrying along now for a considerable amount of time, plus... At the end of it is new business. What I'd like to do is to leave the motions for new business open until we complete the rest. I do that because I think there may be things happening during the meeting where people will think of things that need to be there, and it's in order to make a motion at that time that hasn't been previously proposed. Before that, we'll go through the unfinished business in order, unless somebody wants to change the order. Yes.
George, I'd just like to add that maybe we should have the next meeting date on there, since the majority of us are here, because that always is a confusion on the email list, people not responding to the poll. Could we add on there the next meeting date and set that while the majority of us are here?
You mean the next telephone conference?
Yes.
It
should take maybe a few dates. This way we just get it over and done with.
Okay, so that's a suggestion to modify the agenda. I would say to do that right away in the beginning. Is that what you're asking?
If you want to do it now, that's fine with me.
to set the date for the next open meeting.
Teleconference.
In any case, the agenda is open for approval at this point. So that's in order. Anybody want to second that? Okay. Nia, did you have a date in mind?
No, I didn't. Well, you're the chair, so you have to look at your schedule.
Let me bring up KPFTX and see what's available.
I have it up.
How do you get online?
I have East 49th.
Well, let me deal with that. Yeah, you can either pay $13 at the desk and get a card, or you can go to East 49 if you have a list of, and there's about 15 different wireless things that you can see here. East 49 is free and doesn't require a password.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
East is spelled out. I have it up, George.
Okay. So what days are free?
We have Sunday the 10th, but Tuesday the 5th. Well, we're not going to do it next Tuesday, obviously, but Sunday the 10th. Friday the 15th, the 17th, Sunday the 17th, the 22nd, and the 23rd. We've never done a Saturday. The 24th, 21st. So it's pretty full. That's what I'm suggesting. That
okay. So. It looks to me, if we don't want to displace one of the committees, it has to be either a Friday or a Sunday. My preference would be not for that first Sunday. That's a personal preference.
13th is already listed.
But we can do it if we have to.
The 15th
is fine as far as I'm concerned. We will have a lot to do with the budgets, for sure, and I appreciate your initiative in setting up the meeting already. Is there any objection to Friday the 15th for a teleconference meeting? Okay, hearing none, that also gives time if you want to put things on. Yes?
Oh, he works on Fridays.
Friday
sorry.
It's not a good night for me. Sunday's been good, but the Tuesdays have been great, but the Sunday.
Okay, how about Sunday the 17th?
Yeah, because he misses a lot of meetings because he's not.
Is there any objection to Sunday the 17th? Hearing none?
I object.
Yeah, I have a wedding that week.
Okay, so we're going to have to do this by majority vote, I think. All those in favor of Friday the 15th, put your hand up, please. Keep them up, please. I'm getting six. Is that right? Six. Okay. All opposed? I'm sorry. Yeah.
17 to me.
The other choice is Sunday. All in favor of Sunday the 17th.
Oh, I got a wedding that weekend.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
There's Andrea.
Summer is going to love that.
Did you count Andrea?
Andrea,
yes. Hi, how are you?
You want Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, good. That makes 7-6. Okay, so we'll go for Sunday. So the next meeting of this board will be Sunday the 17th. Get any changes, any additions you want to the agenda in by the 10th. That is to say, new motions that we don't get to in this meeting. Okay. Do we have any minutes to approve? I'm sorry. I was closing out the approval of the agenda. Anybody else want to make some?
I did submit a draft report a report for the Personnel Committee and the Elections Committee. So they should be in the book. Oh, I submitted a report for the Personnel Committee and the Elections Committee. I submitted reports to the for the Personnel Committee and the Elections Committee, so it should be in the board book. So we can discuss that when you get the committee reports.
Well, do you want some time on the agenda to discuss it?
I don't personally. If somebody else wants to, I think it's covered by the written report.
All right, we'll leave it open until then, until people have a chance to read the reports. And when we get the committee reports, if there's an interest in having reports from the other committees who haven't already told me that they want to make a report, we'll put them on the agenda. Yes.
I guess this is a point of order. Do we have a detailed list of unfinished business?
Yeah.
We do?
We do.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
Can you tell me when you sent it?
Which days I sent it to you, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I have one thing. Sorry.
If somebody else knows, if you do it for me, I'd appreciate it. Rico?
Yeah, you know the code to get online.
There's no card. 49. If you go to East 49.
How do you get it? It's not showing up on my list.
If I could help, East 49 is a free network, but it comes and goes.
I'm all Linksys right now. Linksys is also free. So if you see something there without a lock on it, you could try it and see how it goes.
That's Bloomberg. So.
Right, but it might or might not. Right. These free services don't guarantee service.
But maybe Bloomberg might be looking at it.
Free public Wi-Fi.
That one never had a strong enough signal, but you could try it.
Which one is it?
Your social security number.
Okay. So is that satisfactory, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about the agenda?
I'm not clear about. I'm having difficulty visualizing it as you've articulated it. I wanted to reserve a part of public comment on Saturday afternoon for affiliates, like 15 minutes in case somebody shows up or wants to call in.
Well. We didn't discuss that at the coordinating committee, and so we didn't schedule it, but it's appropriate if you want to make the motion now, and if you like, we'll schedule it. If the board likes, they'll schedule it.
I so move.
And so specifically, this would be right after open listener comments, which is at 4 o'clock on Saturday. There's a period from 4:30 to 6, which is also open agenda items. We could put 15 minutes in that to alert the affiliates if they wish to call in and make their comments. John, is that technically feasible?
Why?
To allow people to call in through Skype or some other mechanism and be heard here in the room.
Yes.
The sort of thing we did at the last open meeting. It is. That's okay.
They can call one number. The number will be busy when somebody's talking.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if this passes, we'll give out the number on the air and we'll post it somewhere, I guess. Okay. So that was agenda. That was Afia's proposal. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none. Afia, will you take care of getting the affiliates notification and get the number from Otis.
Okay.
Yeah. Nia?
Yeah, I just have one really quick housekeeping thing.
Yeah.
Not too many people responded about being picked up at the airport, and I hope all went well, except I know there were one glitch, I think. But people that want rides to go back, if you please let me know now. You know, people, I guess they overlooked it with all that KPFA worker email. You missed it. But I didn't get too many responses. So does everybody need rides going back? I have the itineraries to airports.
Okay, so that's the request. Take care of that sometime between now and today, right? I mean, as soon as possible, I guess.
By the drivers are going to come tonight.
Okay, so the people who are doing the driving are coming tonight at 6. So make sure you let Nia know before 6 o'clock. We'll take a short break in the middle of this, I think. And give you a chance to do that. Okay, anything else?
George, I'm still not finding a detailed list of the unfinished business.
Well, again, it's the same agenda that we've had for weeks, and I haven't had a chance to find it yet.
Are you saying to create the list from the agenda you sent? Or?
No. The agenda...
You sent a separate list?
No. Just a moment. I'll send it again. Well, I can't send it. If you can, Let me try to figure out when it was I sent it. It was a couple of days ago.
While you're looking at it, George, may I be recognized?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should send it PNB 2010, because Rico sent
something
out.
I do send it PNB 2010, and it was sent 8:54 a.m. on September 13th.
Because Rico sent something to PNB at Pacifica that some of us never got, so I don't know what the deal is with that lister.
PNB 2010 is accurate. It works.
So maybe everything should go there.
In the past, I haven't realized that, and I sent it out to a different list, and nothing got anywhere. But that always works, and it gets to everybody as far as I know. Everybody's on it. I know that.
George?
Yes. You should send everything
the only
there.
The issue is if you send that list
for Ricardo
LaVarne, I don't
right.
get it.
Right. Ricardo LaVarne, that's correct. So
you get it at pnb.pacifica.org, but not
pnb2010. Right. And then at pnb.pacifica.org, some people don't get it. Some directors don't get it. So that I've been talking about this for the longest time, and it happened again. I just showed it to John. I don't know what the issue is. And I just sent a test to it that I haven't gotten the test back.
I know that you were on 2010, yeah. I checked them all.
Yeah, I checked. That's not the one I'm okay with that one. It's the PNB at Pacifica, the regular one, that I don't get. Lester didn't get it. Marcel, some of us, I don't know that they didn't get what Rico sent.
John, who's in charge of the PNB at Pacifica dot list, the Pacifica list?
Otis McClay, myself, administer that list. The problem is there are two different lists, right? One list, the PNB at Pacifica.org, can only send email if you're a PNB member. And LaVarne, Arlene, and Ricardo are not on that list. I'm sorry, they're not on the 2010 list.
That's correct.
The other list, since it's an open list and is linked all over our Pacifica websites, we have to have spam filters. So there's some weirdness that things get dropped out sometimes. I don't understand why they're being, some people are getting them and other people aren't getting them. I don't really know. This is handled by Google at this point.
I see. So it could be the spam filters on their end are filtering out the
What's the point of having two?
The mail goes out to everybody.
Well, one of them allows people to come in on it, to come into us. The other one is entirely for our communication. So that sounds like an irremediable problem. So if you want to be sure you actually get to the PNB members, you need to send it to PNB 2010.
And then always add Arlene, LaVarne, and...
And then you have to add Arlene, LaVarne, and yeah. Ricardo if it's appropriate. Okay, so... let me bring up thing I sent out on September 13th. Is there anything else on approval of the agenda? Okay, good. Do we have any minutes to approve?
I sent out minutes last weekend.
Was that for the executive session, or was that
for both?
For both.
And executive.
Okay, so there are minutes for the. When did you send it out?
I sent it out last Sunday.
Yeah, but a week ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't get online, so I can't tell you anymore.
How many people actually have the minutes in front of them, or can get the minutes in front of them?
I could try to get it.
Put your hand up if you think you can get it.
Try Linksys.
That's what I'm. Yeah.
A few. Okay, so I suggest that we. Put the approval of the minutes back to Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. It'll give people a chance to pull it up however they can and get a chance to read. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, that's what we'll do first thing on Saturday morning. And actually, we can approve the minutes for the executive session first thing on Sunday morning. and thank you for providing those. The next item is acknowledgments. This is a chance to acknowledge people who've been of service to the organization, to the network, and I have several, actually. First of all, I want to acknowledge Henry Knorr. Henry did a search of all 9 Pacifica websites. I didn't know that we had 9 Pacifica websites, but we did, to find out what was on each of them. In lieu, I gather, of John and Otis planning on revamping the websites so that they are more effective and that they're more coherent. So I want to appreciate his work on doing that. As you know, we've been trying to put in place procedures for streaming important national events. There's an event coming up tomorrow in Washington that we will, in fact, be able to stream. Chris Sampson, who's a volunteer at Houston, at KPFT, has volunteered to do the necessary work to take it off the internet in one form and put it to where it gets streamed up on the satellite in another form. That is correct, is it not, John?
That's correct. If we can do it technically, it'll be done.
Great. So the affiliates and any of the stations that want to play that live, they can use that feed. I believe it's about 4 hours long that we're going to have available. I want to thank Ken Nash, who is doing not quite the same thing. We were not able to stream it live, but there's an important event happening in New York next week on the 7th, which is Leo Girard, who's the Steelworkers Chair, the director, president, I think it's president it is giving a talk to other labor leaders there in New York about the economic situation, jobs, and I believe he'll also be talking about the attack on Social Security. And we thought that was worthy of streaming as well. And Ken Nash is going to put together a show on that. It won't be streamed live. It'll be streamed sometime the following week. And finally, I want to acknowledge one of our own, who is Marcel Reed, who has a chapter here in Women of Courage. The book is called Gumbo for the Heart. Now, this is not an advertisement. Are there any other acknowledgments? Nia. Yeah.
I'd like to acknowledge Berthold, the interim GM, and Indra, the drivers who volunteered to pick up some of you guys. I put out a post and they responded. Jeffrey Stern, Stoduzo, I can never pronounce his last name. Andrea, who visits South Africa a lot, I'm sure she could pronounce his name. Maybe you can, George. He picked you up. Serene Roberts and William Heerwagen. So I'd just like to thank them for helping me out in that aspect.
Any others? Alex?
Just on that note, I'd like to also acknowledge Jeff Perez, who is a candidate for the LSBWBI, who volunteered to pick up Joe Anzala. However, he didn't make it because Joe's plane got rerouted.
Oh, Joe especially had 2 people to pick you up, Joe.
I'd also like to acknowledge Bonnie Simmons and Lou Hill, who were honored recently at the East Bay Radio Something Awards. Bonnie received an award as an outstanding radio personality in the Bay Area, and Lou Hill was acknowledged as one of the founders.
Yay, Bonnie and Lou.
We did that at the last meeting.
Anybody else? Kimberly?
I'd like to acknowledge the WPFW Programmers Association for sticking together through trying times with some of the issues at our station, and stepping up to create an association of programmers to combat some of the issues as far as fundraising and things like that, where they want to participate in making sure that WPFW stays alive. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the Ambrose Lane family for giving him to WPFW for such a long time When I first started at WPFW as an engineer, I looked around and this guy came in and sat at the mic and started talking some stuff that I was like, wow, as an 18-year-old, I was like, man, this is deep. I didn't know this. And I'd like to thank Ambrose Lane in his spirit for giving WPFW and the Pacifica family his service, and also to the volunteers of WPFW for dealing with the community with our transmitter issue as far as not being heard in certain parts of the city. So we got a little fight down there, but we are continuing to stay in the struggle.
Got it. Anybody else? Andrea?
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge KPFA's staff and volunteers, all who have been working very hard to work on the fund drive. And apparently we do have some increases, so I really want to thank them because they're all working under a lot of stress right now, and because of that, some of the numbers have popped up, so increased. So I want to thank them for all of their hard work.
Anybody else? Okay. The next item is the chair's report. We had an executive session on Wednesday, and at that executive session, LaVarne Williams was, her probationary period was declared over, and she is now officially the CFO with no further probation for the network. She's not here, but I think we should give her a hand anyway. Okay, the next item is the consent agenda. There's nothing on that. And so we'll move right over to unfinished business. The first item in unfinished business is my motion, so I'll ask Joe if he'll take over the chair. This is scheduled for 10 minutes. I would hope it won't take that long. It's actually a technical amendment to the motion we passed on April 6th at the 2010 PNB meeting. On security, there's a large section of the whole thing there. It's a rather long thing, which I'd rather not read. As I say, it was passed at that meeting. I'd like to read the amendment to it.
Point of order, Mr. Yes. Chair. I don't think that other people have that, and so I think that would be important for you to read it, even though it would be rather time-consuming, so that people can have it and know what we are talking about and not just, you know, amendments.
Well, you have it in the earlier. I'll read it if people wish.
People on stream. Or, just for us.
All right. I will read the motion. This is the motion that was passed April 6th. Pacifica shall have a zero tolerance policy for violence or threats of violence at its LSB meetings. The chair. I don't know how we're going to get 10 minutes. The chairs of each LSB are hereby specifically empowered at their discretion to remove from a duly called meeting of the LSB any person who engages in violence or threats of violence against another person during the meeting. Members of an LSB, and it was made clear at the time that that means physical violence, members of an LSB who engage in violence or threats of violence against another person during a duly called meeting of the LSB shall be subject to immediate removal from the meeting at the discretion of the chair and should also be subject to suspension from membership on the LSB by majority vote of the other LSB members present and voting at a subsequently called meeting of the LSB. And I emphasize that because that's the part that needs to be changed. Any member suspended by his LSB, and this following, any member suspended by his LSB for violating this nonviolence policy shall be denied access to any meetings of the LSB and to facilities of the foundation, implicitly as long as they're suspended. The chairs of each LSB are hereby specifically empowered to remove from a duly called meeting of the LSB any member who has been suspended from membership on the LSB for engaging in violence or threats of violence against another person during a meeting of the LSB. The executive director and respective station managers are hereby authorized to hire and appoint a sergeant-at-arms at the request of a chair of an LSB to enforce the removal directives of the chair as set out herein. The executive director shall distribute this zero tolerance on violence policy to each and every member of an LSB. The chair of each LSB shall distribute copies of this policy to LSB members as the first order of business at the LSB's next scheduled meeting. Now, the amendment essentially is to replace the LSB, which actually has no authority to suspend a member. the Assembly of Delegates has the authority to suspend the member. The distinction in our bylaws is important because the LSB is a committee of the PNB, is accountable to the PNB, and we can issue them directives. The Assembly of Delegates is the group that actually votes for who is on the PNB. It is the body of this organization. And it's they who are the ones who have to be, if there is such a vote to be taken to suspend somebody, it's they who have to do it. So the motion is to replace Section 3, the part that I emphasized, with the following. Members of an LSB who engage in violence or threats of violence against another person during a duly called meeting of the LSB shall be subject to immediate removal from the meeting at the discretion of the chair and shall also be subject to suspension from membership on the LSB by majority vote of the members of the Assembly of Delegates of the station present and voting at a subsequently called meeting of the Assembly of Delegates. Any member is suspended by the Assembly of Delegates for violating this nonviolence policy shall be denied access to any meetings of the LSB and to facilities of the foundation. So as I say, it's just a technical amendment to put us in line with the bylaws. I would hope that we could pass this with no objection and without much discussion.
I'm sorry. The change that you're proposing is
to replace the LSB in Section 3. So be subject to suspension from the membership of the LSB by majority vote of the members of the Assembly of Delegates instead of the LSB, of the station president voting at a subsequent call meeting of the Assembly of Delegates instead of the LSB, any member suspended by his Assembly of Delegates for violating this nonviolence policy shall be denied access to any meetings of the LSB and to facilities of the foundation. So Joe? That's...
So is there a second for George's amendment? Thank you, Bill. So, discussion, Nia.
Yeah, George, could it be explicit threats of violence? I know you said that at the time people understood, but we don't want to leave anything up to anybody's interpretation or misinterpretation. Explicit threats of violence.
You can amend it if you like. The implication was that it was a physical threat, which would clearly be explicit. I mean, something like shaking your fist in somebody's face standing over them and looking like you're going to bully them. So
if it's that simple, why can't we just put explicit or put physical whatever you just said in there?
Explicit.
If you wish to amend it that way, you can do it. But my motion didn't do that. I don't have any problem with that. But it isn't in the original motion. It has to be added.
So is that?
In other words,
can we do that now?
Yes.
You want to move to amend?
Sorry, you're the
language.
Yes.
I second.
And the seconded by Rico. Is any discussion on Nia's amendment? And is there any opposition to Nia's amendment? Essentially.
I thought she was saying to add the word physical.
No, physical is in there already.
No, it isn't. It's implied.
It isn't. He's saying it's implied.
At the time it was discussed, we said, we mean physical violence, but it isn't explicitly
and
in there.
Nia is saying, let's not just imply it, let's put it in there.
Right. Okay. So that's the amendment. Is there any
physical.
Opposition? Right. Is there any opposition to Nia's amendment? Hearing none, we'll move back to the main motion as amended. Is there any opposition to...
Discussion, please.
Okay, fair enough.
I have a question in regard to the area of Robert's rules that would be governing this particular activity, because in my review of Robert's rules, it appears as though the... portion that deals with suspension of members relates back to bylaws, and I think that in a sense it looks to me like it's a rather circular kind of justification.
So
I was wondering, what is the specific section of the Robert's Rules that is referenced insofar as governing this action to be taken by the Assembly of Delegates?
Well, I don't have it. I don't have it. It's section 20 on the right of a organization such as ours to control the behavior in the meetings, and the right to suspend someone afterwards for actions that happened in a meeting. The bylaws require that to be done by the Assembly of Delegates, not the LSB. So that's it.
Well, I mean, section 20 is a rather lengthy piece, and I would have thought that there would be some specific reference. I find about 20 pages in that particular section, and it doesn't seem to be rather, you know, I don't see anything very explicit in regard to this particular area of concern.
May I speak to that? Well, let me say that's not germane to the amendment I'm making. It's germane to the original motion. If you want to rescind the original motion on the grounds that there's nothing in Robert's rules that justifies it, we had that conversation when we passed the motion, I think. It really doesn't apply to what the amendment I'm doing is. It doesn't change the justification for it at all. It just makes it compliant with the bylaws.
Okay, so I think, Campbell, you've raised the question. George has answered it as he can. Either you have language that suggests that we should rescind the motion or not pass the amendment. But I think George has answered the question.
The amendment was to bring this within the arena of Robert's Rules of Order, and as opposed to being dependent, as I understand it, on the bylaws. And when I was looking for the authority under Robert's Rules of Order for such a kind of penalty to be imposed on someone, it just seems as though it doesn't go into the future activities. It just says removing an offending member from the hall.
Point of information.
Yes, we go.
Isn't the only amendment that you're making is the difference between the letters LSB changed to Assembly Delegates, as well as adding the word NIA's amendment physical? Isn't that basically it?
Yes, it is to bring it into compliance with the bylaws, not the Robert's Rules. As far as I'm concerned, it's already in compliance with Robert's Rules.
So those are the amendments. That's as far as this amendment goes. It's changing that one word and then adding the other word that NIA has amended.
So we're out of time for this subject. Is there a motion to extend time?
So move.
For how long?
10 minutes.
Is there an objection to the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
I object.
Okay.
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 5 minutes, yes. I
wouldn't
object to 5.
Five.
Okay.
5 minutes?
Is there any objection to 5 minutes? Fair enough. Then proceed. Campbell, are you?
Yeah.
I think we're going to move to the next person in the stack and come back to you if you like.
Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah. Hang on just a second here.
There's nothing in here. There is a conflict in this motion between this motion and California Corporation Code 5341. And I 5341. And I would like to read that. It says, A, no member may be expelled or suspended, and no membership or membership rights may be terminated or suspended, except according to procedures satisfying the requirements of this section. An expulsion, termination, or suspension not in accord with this section shall be void and without effect. B. Any expulsion or suspension or termination must be done in good faith and in a fair and reasonable manner. Any procedure which conforms to the requirements of subdivision C is fair and reasonable, but a court may also find that other procedures to be fair and reasonable when the full circumstances of the suspension, termination, or expulsion are considered. C. A procedure is fair and reasonable when, 1, the provisions of the procedure have been set forth in the articles or bylaws, or copies of such provisions are sent annually to all the members as required by the articles or bylaws. 2, And I think from there on we're probably in compliance. I can read it if you want. Pardon me? But we do have this concern built into the California Corporation Code that this needs to be an amendment to the bylaws or the articles, or copies have to be mailed to all members annually.
Would you read that section again, the operative last sentence that you read?
Sure. A procedure is fair and reasonable when, one, the provisions of the procedure have been set forth in the articles or bylaws, or copies of such provisions are sent annually to all the members as required by the articles or bylaws. That's California Corporation Code.
Okay. Yeah, George, go ahead.
Our bylaws specify Robert's Rules of Order where the bylaws are silent. Robert's Rules of Order provides for these kinds of suspensions. The meeting requires that the suspension requires that they be heard before a legitimate body, which is supposed to be the Assembly of Delegates. I don't see any violation of California law. It's also the case that part of this is that everyone will be notified of this as soon as the thing passes. Everybody in the LSP will hear from that. The only thing I hear that might be possibly in violation of that law is there's nothing in there about sending this thing out every year.
Point of information. Chair.
Yes.
I think she had. If she wants a point of information, she was up first.
Yeah.
Point of information. Just a quick one. Was this vetted by our council? It wasn't.
May I
jump? Well, Joe's the chair.
I don't
know that it was.
See, because this would, it wasn't vetted.
But hold on. Rico had a point of information.
Yeah, again, this is not to pass this whole motion again. This is purely to deal with the amendment, if I'm not mistaken, which is really talking about two words. It's talking about changing LSB to Assembly Delegates, and it's talking about adding NIA's word physical. That's what it's about. Now, if you want to rescind this and have this discussion again, that's a different topic. That's a different subject. But this, what's on the floor right now, is about two words.
Let me say something. Because it seems to me that it may be that the points people are raising having to do with the underlying questions that govern the original motion may have some merit. They may not. I can't say whether they do or not. And I can appreciate that in order to pass to vote on this motion, it would be better to have an understanding of that. But what is before us is whether or not to pass this amendment, which really has to do with the characterization of the motion, not the underlying motion itself. If people feel that they cannot support the amendment because of the issues they have with underlying motion, then I think that's how you're going to have to vote. But as Rico well points out, it seems to me we are arguing the underlying motion, not that we shouldn't be, but it doesn't seem as though we can resolve that within the framework we have today. So people have raised issues, but I think we have to, with this time before us, we have to move to a vote on whether or not to amend the language of the original motion. If people want to notice a motion to rescind or revisit the underlying motion, that's a separate matter that we have to discuss in a separate context. So we're out of time, and I am going to rule that we have to move to, I think we have to move to vote. People can move to extend time, but I think we, you know, because I could see this going round and round. Indefinitely, because it seems that we're talking about something which may have merit, but that is not really before us. So I think we've run out of time. Is there a motion to extend time?
Did you answer my question? That was all. It wasn't vetted by council.
I answered
your
question, right?
No, it wasn't vetted.
I said, to the best of my knowledge, it wasn't.
Then council is right there.
Then on that note, I'd like to extend. I was just about to say I'd like to extend 5 minutes so that Ricardo could speak, because I did in fact want to send that to Ricardo. I had it all set up to send to Ricardo, but there was so much acrimony and shutting down that I just said, you know what, forget it. But in the interest of the foundation, I just sent it to Ricardo and I sent it to you guys to take a look at it. That's why I made the motion.
So procedurally, is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes?
No.
Again, Chair, I hate to
Go ahead, Rico.
I'm gonna yield to the will of the body.
No. Rico, finish your point.
No, I'm with you, but I just think that's not what's on the floor.
But it's not that it might count.
But you're talking about the motion again. You're not talking
just
about the amendment and the.
I am going to rule. I think I'm going to rule. I'm going to make.
I'll shut up.
I'm going to make.
No, keep talking.
What I think could happen, if it will help people inform their decision,
exactly.
We can have Ricardo speak to it,
exactly.
In what he understands, and then we can move to a vote.
Yes.
Right. Let's do that.
That's all I was asking, Chair. Thank you very much.
Ricardo, if you have any comments on this.
You didn't vet this.
Or did you want to read it from
could
here?
You please?
I did vet the zero tolerance policy.
Okay.
I mean, I...
Oh, okay.
I drafted it.
Okay.
But seriously, did you know about the California that section of the 5341?
The section 5341 does not prevent a body from protecting itself from physical harm, which is what that zero tolerance policy addresses. Okay. It's only if somebody engages in actual physical action or threatens to do that immediately that person can be expelled. And if there's a danger that can happen again, there's just no way a court's going to say, you guys are going to have to endure that risk. So that 5341 speaks of a member. I suspect it's with the other issue that's been kicked around, which is membership in the foundation. But it doesn't touch on a governing body member. And if it does not supersede the right of this body to protect itself from imminent physical harm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?